I want to thank you this morning again for taking your time to be here in the house of the Lord. It's always a joy to see you and to be able to share the Word of God with you. And I was smiling just a minute ago. You're going to smile too when I tell you this. I was smiling about the back of the bulletin here with the responsive reading, because that's what my sermon is based on this morning, is Psalms 119, 105 through 112. And I thought, wow, this must be a confirmation from the Lord that He wants us to hear. Is this, it's amazing how God works. So if you have your Bibles with you this morning, I'd like to ask you to turn in to the book of Psalms, chapter 119. And we'll start with, I'm going to read with verses 105 through 112. And then I'd like to get into the Word of God with you this morning. And it's always good to hear the Word of God. It's always good to see and read the Word of God. But, you know, I really, truly believe it's also good to walk and live the Word of God. Amen? It's always good to walk, because we hear the Word of God in the house of God every Sunday. And we hear the Word of God read in the house of God. We take it out of the church house, but after that, you know, we must do something with it. We can either keep it to ourselves, or we can forget about it and wonder what the preacher is going to preach next Sunday. That sounds good. Hopefully it sounds good. Or we can take it out of the house of God and give it to someone that needs it. Because I know in the world that I live in, there's some dark places. You know, everybody, like, well, you know, the entire world is not evil, but there are some dark places in the world. There are places in the world that need to hear these scriptures right here. In Psalms 119, 105, again, let me get my eyes focused here, and let me get to where I need to be. And I want to read this once again this morning. Psalms 119, starting in verse 105. And the Word of God says to us this morning, once again, your word to the hunting club. And we taking our four-wheelers and we're riding around. Now, he's leading, because I've never been some of these places. I just go over there to ride around with him. So we riding around. It sounds like it's raining out there. Thank you, Lord, for the rain. Make that grass grow even more. So listen, we riding around, and he said, let me take you to a place you ain't never been. There's a lot of places I ain't never been aware. So he said, let me take you to a place. So we get going through these woods, and we get going through this little trail, and it's winding and it's twisting, and it goes up and it goes down. And we ride in between little trees, like pine trees. Our four-wheelers just barely can get through. And well, I get stuck. I go through these two trees, and I'm looking. It's about maybe a little narrow in this aisle right here. And I'm thinking in my mind already, I'm not going to make it through. And I just barely ease up there. And guess what? I get my four-wheeler stuck between two pine trees. Well, my buddy, he's ahead of me. He keeps going. Well, I'm thinking, I got to hurry up, because I'm going to lose him. Well, I threw my four-wheeler in reverse, and I backed up, and I went around the trees and went on through there, and I lost him. And it wasn't 30 seconds. I lost sight of him. And now, guess what I do? I start panicking. I'm out here in the middle of the woods in this little faint trail with pine straw, and I don't know where I'm at. But he does. He knows where he's at. And I start yelling for him. I said, Tom, where you at? Where you at, Tom? And he was like right off to the left, but I didn't see him. He said, man, I'm right over here. So we get done looking around over there, and he said, let me take you somewhere else. So he said, well, where's the trail at? He couldn't even find the trail back. But we picked up on it, but we went a different route. But the moral of that story is, see, I took my eyes off of him just for a second, just to get my four-wheeler unstuck between those two trees, and I lost sight of him, and now I start to panic. But see, that's what happens with God, too. When you take your eyes off of God, You might lose sight of Him for a minute. You might not know where He's at. You might think God's done left you. And now you're thinking, well, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere and I don't know how to get back. I can't find the path. But God says He don't worry about that, because God says the path's always before you. All you got to do is follow it. And it'll lead you back to where you need to go. Amen? That's how good a God is this morning. That's what the Bible says, that His Word, this Word right here I'm holding in my hand. You know what? What's more worse than being in darkness? You know what darkness leads to? I want to tell you what darkness leads to this morning. It leads to utter darkness. I've been in a dark room, but you know what? When you can't see nothing, that's darkness. But think about what utter darkness is. Think about how hell's going to be. It's going to be a dark place. It's going to be a tormented place. It's going to be a place where you ain't going to want to be. I seen a sign that somebody was holding up the other day. I'm proud to go to hell. Well, listen, they need to be praying. We need to be praying for these young generation. I'm proud to go to hell in my protesting. Who in their right mind wants to go to hell? Listen, I want to tell you, if you're watching on Facebook this morning, who in their right mind wants to go to hell? Who in their right mind wants to spend their eternity in hell? Where there's utter darkness, not just darkness, but I'm talking utter darkness. Cast out into utter darkness, where there'll be gashing and a gashing of the teeth. And that's how much torment you'll be in. Who wants to go there? I don't. I just speak in the name of Jesus Christ for all those people that think hell's going to be such a glorious place. They get such a great revelation from God, and God can show them what heaven's. Just give them a small glimpse of what heaven looks like and what it'll be like. And I'll promise you, they'll never be proud to hold a sign up to say, I'm proud to go to hell. They'll never do that. But listen, you know what's worse than being in utter darkness? You ever been up at night? You ever been up at night? Okay, here's come one of them weird analogies. You ever been up at night trying to make your way to the kitchen, get you a little midnight snack, and it's dark in the house? You can't see nothing, and you stump your toe on the bedpost. That's the worst torment you can get. Because you know that's the worst kind of pain that you can feel. I've done that many times. Jeff, I've stumped my toe many times, and I've had to repent many times because it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad, Frida. It hurts so bad. That it'll make a preacher cuss. That's just an old term. That's just an old saying. But man, I've had to repent so many times. Like, oh my God, that hurt. About break your toe. But listen, that ain't no fun. But if you leave a little light on, just a little bit of a light, I can find my way to the kitchen. Get me that snack and eat it, and just go right back. Maybe a little glass of milk. Go right back to sleep. And everything's hunky-dory. All right, let's move forward. I had to add that in there because you know what? It's good that a church can come together and see, look, when I'm up here preaching, I see you smiling. And some of you looking like, I don't know about him. You give me these strange looks. Maybe get some of them on Facebook this morning. I don't know about that guy. He's kind of weird. I've been told that many times. But that's okay. We are all weird. You know what? We're not from this world. I'm an alien. Did you know that? They'll be like, yeah, we know that, preacher. We know you an alien. But guess what? You're an alien too. You're not from this world. You don't belong to this world. I don't belong to this world. If you in Christ this morning, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Let me just clarify this. The Bible tells me we're just passing through this world. If you belong to Christ this morning, we're just a foreigner. Passing through this world. That's all we are. We're aliens. We don't belong to this world. We're going on to the next level. We're going on to heaven someday. We're going to spend our eternity with God. That's where our home is. It's waiting on us right now. You're home. Amen. You're home. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, your home is waiting on you this morning. It's already done. Your mansion is waiting on you this morning. It's already done. It's already built. All it's waiting on you to do is move in. We just pass it on through. Hey, but guess what? I got my luggage packed. I'm ready. I feel like